Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. And tonight it is entitled Grief and Procrastination. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day. And we are thanking you for the wake up this morning. And we thank you for the wake down on tonight as well. We just know, Jesus, that you are with us. And we thank you. We ask you, Father, that you give us the strength that we need each and every day. And we are thanking you for all that you have done for us. And we just ask you, Father, continue to help us. Please forgive us of our sins. And Father, you know all about us. You know what we stand in need of. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you. So we give you the praise. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our scripture will be taken from Proverbs 27 and 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forward. Now, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And we need to turn it over to Jesus Christ. That's why it's no good to procrastinate. And procrastinate doesn't help. But procrastination will hurt. You need to know that. That procrastination will hurt you in the end. It will make a grievous effect in your life. And will play on your mind if you let it. And it will hold you to fear. And fear that you don't need to carry. So why not get rid of this procrastination? Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. But you don't want to go into it with procrastination. This is a topic that's very well much needed, because it's like a magnet. Because people do it all the time. And they try to make excuses for it. For procrastination. People don't want people to be seeing the vulnerable parts of them. They're scared. They're fearful. They don't want anybody to see that. So what do they do in turn? They just procrastinate. No. Stop the procrastination on today. Stop it on today, because it's a giant that you have. It's a giant in your life. Procrastination can be a big, big giant to you. And it's one that will eat at you, day and night. You don't want that. I'll be back. Talking about the Anchor app. Anchor. It'll save you from getting into the wrong podcast. You can even pick. I understand that you can even pick where you want your podcast to go. And your podcast can go many places with Anchor. Anchor will take you where you want to be. But give them a chance. Anchor will also monetize. So give the Anchor app a try. Used to be a little sally sign. Now it's little squiggly signs with the beautiful purple. So go on over to the Anchor app. The Anchor. ANCHOR.FM. That's the Anchor app. Let Anchor do it for you on today. Let Anchor take you where you want to be. Anchor can help you do that. Let Anchor help you again on today. Give the app a try and you won't be sorry. Bye. Back talking about the grief and procrastination. Made me think about the story of David and Goliath, when we see that David did not fear the fight, but his aim was to win. And with procrastination, that's your aim, is to win. Not to procrastinate anymore and delay. That's the problem, is delaying. That's what procrastination does. When you delay things, do you know that you can delay things in your life that should be? You can delay and your blessings can be held up because you're procrastinating? No, you don't want to do that. Because that just brings more grief. It'll hurt you in the end. There's nothing better than being free of procrastination. And there's no better time than to do it than now. Here's some proof for you. Habakkuk 2 and 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You know something? Know this about procrastination. Nothing is going to distract God's timing for the believer. Nothing. Not even your procrastination. Because God knows how to deal with you when you procrastinate. Oh yeah, he did. He knows exactly how to deal with you when you want to hold up the blessing. When you want to hold it up. No, you can't do that. Can't do that. God got something he wants you to do. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You will do it. You won't rest until you do. So, you see what procrastination can do? It can just give you a bunch of grief. Grief that you don't have to have. Grief that you put on yourself just for not following the rules and the order and God's timing. So, I say this on tonight, short little message in reference to grief and procrastination. Don't procrastinate anymore. Come out of it. Come out of that procrastination. Don't let it hold you up another day, because it will. It will hurt you. You don't want this type of grief. You know, it makes me think about somebody, they got a gift or something that's supposed to come out in the open and they're hiding. No, they delay it. They just hold it up. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then all of a sudden they're pushed out. You ever seen that? Somebody be pushed out to do what they're supposed to do. And then they can't get out of it. It's right in your face. You have faced the fear. And we're going to face a lot of fears. Don't procrastinate. Don't keep it up. Don't let it be a grief to you, because it'll hurt. Follow Jesus' plan and not yours. Stop the procrastinating if that's what you've been doing. Get the help that you need for that procrastinating. Because it'll only make you deny, and sometimes it'll make you lie. But you don't need to do that. Come away from that procrastination. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries to Counseling Service, coming with another Let's Talk About Grief and Procrastination. Get rid of it. Don't keep it. Turn it over to Jesus, and he will make it right. Give Jesus your life today if you don't know him, and he will help you in your procrastination. Blessings.